Some Milwaukee voters didn't wait to hear Monday night's debate as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump attempted to woo voters. In-person absentee voting began Monday in downtown Milwaukee at the Zeidler Municipal Building, and business was brisk. WUWM stopped in to ask voters what was on their minds.
The economy, foreign policies, the belief that one candidate will do more for the working class than the other candidate. Never before has it been more apparent to us.
Criminal justice in general. And environmentally, we're at a really scary stage for global warming. A lot of everything.
The economy, racism, women's issues, racism. I think that's about it.
And that was an intentional repeat?
That was not a slip up. It wasn't a slip up.
Education, making sure that our government actually works, that we don't have stoppages, that legislators and our executives are doing their jobs and making policy and executing that policy. Beyond that, I think, you know, the economy, jobs here in Milwaukee, and community police relations. Those are all my big issues.
I just believe that we need to take care of our own people, coupled with concern for improving infrastructure, but helping people along the way rather than corporate America.
Of all the elections that I've ever voted in, this is the one that is harder to choose. It's just not a good choice. And I think it's too bad because there's so much crime, there's so much uprising in the communities and everything.
Fairness, honesty, doing the right things, you know, for the people, so to speak. Because the nation right now really is in a kind of a crisis type situation, so you need like a strong leadership.
And you don't have any concern that you might change your mind between now and election day?
Oh, no. My mind is made up. Yes, it's completely made up.
The comments of Milwaukee residents casting ballots as early voting began Monday at the Zeidler Municipal Building. We heard from Jeff Berman, Rebecca Chemnitz, Angela Hunt, Drew Douglas, Nancy Berman, Molly Hartley, and Robert Benjamin. Additional early voting sites on the north and south sides will open October 10th.